week on the show, we are talking to a homie. His name is Chris Michelotti. He's a event organizer here in the city, and he likes to do cool shit. What's cracking, Chris?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
For coming on the show.
Yeah, thanks for coming on. It's exciting. Our first guest live.
Yeah, and that's exactly it. We wanted to go with a homie, somebody that if we flubbed this real bad, they would forgive us and not, you know, come rip down our heads off.
No, I would not. I would not go after you guys if this messed up. It's probably my fault anyway, so.
I doubt it. You're the one who's doing cool shit. We're just sitting here.
Yeah. Didn't you hear that intro part? We're doing nothing.
He's trying to retire in 15 years.
This kid's going to retire at 50. So,
I believe Chris, in you.
Thank you very much for coming on the show. Both Ricky and I are fans of what you've been doing and organizing as of late. It seems like you came in hot because you haven't been here very long, right?
No, I've been. So we moved into our apartment here in Worcester in February of 2020.
Dang.
Right as shit got exciting.
Right. Really, right as it got exciting.
Oh, where'd you guys move here from?
So we moved up here after an 8-month stint in Orlando, which is basically us going to Disney all the time. And then prior to that, we were in Seattle.
Oh, cool. My favorite city, not named Worcester. But I do love that. Seattle is like the one place that I would ever move to and be very happy.
It was a cool city. It really was.
So you boots on the ground, February 2020.
Yes.
And then everything shuts down.
And then everything shuts down. It was just the apartment. We rearranged our apartment, I think, 3 times. During that time.
we being you and your wife. So your wife, yes. Really the only friend you have in the area.
The only friend I have in the area. I came up here with the intent of working on a project with somebody that lives over in Auburn, actually. But we were going to do the project here in Worcester, and then the panini happened and they pulled out because
it was too spicy.
Yeah, I got too spicy. No, they were, they were the money, you know, like they threw this idea for doing a board game cafe here in the city, and they were going to be the investor. I was going to be the creative and management, and, you know, they've got a family, and I was like, I get it. No ill will. So, and yeah.
That was back when it was like, it's a 2-week window and everything will be back to normal in 14 days. Fuck it.
Those are really hopeful times.
Inject sunlight into your body. And then here we are like 2 years later, almost like to the day.
Yep.
Like, well, we can now maybe go to Shaw's without a mask, but like still might want to wear one.
Right?
Yeah, legit. Get here. Why Worcester? So I know like the board game company was going to be, or the board game cafe, but
yeah,
you didn't have to stick around once that flopped. Like, did you just decide, fuck it, let's try it?
I mean, so at the time, Bunny, that's my wife's name. That's what I call her. So Bunny was working with WPI at the time. And so we did have that connection into the community. But I think it was like maybe a month in, she transitioned to another business where she could be remote. And so we had to have that question. And I don't know if you guys have ever moved across the country or across a couple states. It sucks. It's one of the worst fucking experiences.
That's miserable. I've moved like a couple times, but they've all been in Worcester. And I grew up right outside of Worcester. So the furthest I've ever moved is like 20 minutes.
I mean, it was, so Seattle to Florida was rough as hell. And then from Florida up here. And so like at that point, even if we didn't want to stay here, we're going to stay here, like just to give the finger to the moving industry.
They got enough of your money. They got enough.
But no, I sank myself into my art. And we said, we'll see what happens within the next year or so. And I started meeting more people in the area. And
what was that like? So again, that's no short feat, because you're meeting people in the middle of a pandemic.
Yeah, no, I started living my life. I mean, you have to live your life online, right? I met a lot of people through Instagram, seeing who was being mentioned and like who random moments. So prior to the new year of 2020, because we were in the area at that time, but went to the New Year's party at Simjang. Oh. This is when they were still around.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
I was there.
Okay. Yeah. So no,
yeah, that would have been the last one, right? Because they closed like just before the pandemic started. Okay. Yeah. Hell yeah. That's cool. You were at that?
Yeah. So I was there at that. And I remember telling the owner of it how much I loved that place. I didn't realize this was their closing out thing. And we had like, we'd gone there like at least four times in the short time that we'd been there, because we loved their chicken wings. Oh,
yeah. And I got one the other day and I'm still, I had literally one.
It's so good. And it's so sad, but like I was like, stoked. I was like, we found this place. We're like, this is gonna be great. And then he's closing down, and then we get into our apartment, and then the pandemic. And I was like, maybe we're not supposed to be here right now. I don't know.
The chicken's gone. Fuck this shit.
No more chicken. Peace. Yeah. So meeting people, I met people that night, and through that, just any chance that I had to get out of the apartment, I would take it and just try to say hi to people. And you know, I'm probably the weird person that you have not met like in person that's commented on one of your on Instagram stories. I'm just gonna be honest, I'm probably that guy. So
dude, that's how it's done though. Like even nowadays, like, well, I guess like we're still technically in it, but like you're so smart, like you networked the way that you should network in this era. Instead of being like, oh, I have to go to this event, you're like, oh, fuck it. Like, I can't go see you. I'm just going to pop into the DMs and say what's up and like start conversations and build connections. Like, I don't even remember when we met, but I remember when we did meet, it was like, I felt like I've known you for years, but I didn't.
Yep.
Like, no, I didn't realize you just moved here until like maybe a month ago. We were talking at the show that the market you put on.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and you were like, oh yeah, like I moved here like just before the pandemic. And I was like, what? That's it? Like I'm like, I've known you for like 10 years. This makes no sense.
Yeah, no, all those years of being a weird kid in middle school, you know, that helped. I guess.
Yeah, we were groomed for this era, you know?
I was made for it.
I can remember when I met Chris. Do you remember Chris?
I'm trying to remember.
Ooh, sassy.
It was prior to Powwow. I know we talked before that.
So it was October.
Powwow?
Uh-huh.
Oh, he was this here past Powwow?
This past Powwow.
Yeah, Powwow.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was October 2020.
Oh my gosh, you have the date too.
What the hell were you guys doing that you remember this much? He's like, you were wearing a red scarf.
I don't remember what he was wearing. I was painting a mural.
That's right. That's right. That over at the sense. Garden. Yes.
Grim and I were painting a mural, and yes. Chris was like, yo, do you mind if I come by and say hello? I'm like, yeah, let's do it.
That's right.
So we came by and hung out for an hour or two. Did you come on the day of the kitten?
The day of the what?
The kitten?
No.
It was just you and you. Okay.
Yeah.
We ended up finding a cat when we were out there. And Grim adopted Monty. But
that's awesome.
So I met Chris that day, and then we ended up having some like video chats afterwards, just kind of like meeting him. You linked up with Chain, Amy, and Food and Combo, right? You were doing a bunch of stuff with them.
Yeah, I did a bunch of stuff with them at the beginning parts. Yeah, had some
is
fun.
Is
that
with still
that.
Going?
It is still going. I know that they're going through like a restructuring, refiguring out what they're doing, just like you guys did. So. Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Hold on, before we go forward, let's take credit for people taking a break. from the thing.
Like, no, like, that's exactly it. Nobody did that before we did.
Nobody stopped doing something and then did it again.
Y'all didn't appreciate mental health until we told you to.
Yeah, we're just taking, that's what we'll do going forward. Like,
we're
all
not being lazy, we're trendsetters.
There you go.
Exactly.
So, Rudicavo's on a break, but you're definitely not on a break. You've been up to some cool shit. So we figured out how you got here, but what have you been up to?
Well, so since then, I poured myself into my artwork. It was, you know, just every day I was grinding them out. I wanted to do at least one or two pieces a day. And then I met George Anon, Kool-Aid George. The best. I met him through Che and the Food and Convo team, obviously. And I started seeing his work and I was like his photography is phenomenal. I think he's got he just has such an appreciation for this city. And like, much like, as I told you guys before, like I was able to use your podcast and use the things that you guys posted as a means of seeing what's in the area. His eye for his, for his photography, his street photography, like I was getting to know Worcester on a deeper level just by seeing it. And one day I was watching Bedknobs and Broomsticks. I don't know if you guys have ever seen that or heard of that. It is a classic Disney movie. And
is that the Dancing Mops? Is that that movie?
That's so Fantasia. Fantasia is the Dancing Mops. Well, Bedknobs and Broomsticks has some elements similar to Mary Poppins, where like people and cartoons are interacting with each other, and you see cartoons in the real world and people in the cartoon world, things like that.
Oh, that's cool.
And I just had this idea of bringing cartoon creatures into George's photography, and I came up with Creatures of Worcester. I linked up with Luke and Grim, and we put digital creatures into George's photography, did a art show in, I want to say it was August of last year. And after that art show, like it was I was really surprised at how successful it was. I attribute that 100% to like the people that I asked to work with. They're all great people, which is why they have a great community that comes out to support them. And for me, seeing all the support online, and not only online, but like people showing up too, and the amount of people that showed up, like that spoke volumes about Worcester to me. And after that show, I was approached by Vicky, one of the owners at Electric Haze, to see if I would consider doing art shows like just for them for this season. And I mean outside of the Creatures of Worcester, I'd never done art show production or curation, and so I was like, you know, sure, why not? I want to do cool shit. So so since then I've been doing art shows over there, and also doing vendor markets over there with Catherine over at K-Sense. Makes really cool candles, and all around just boss. Like, she's awesome. She's super organized. She gets shit done. And so, yeah, those are the kind of things I'm doing right now.
That's so sick. I love how you were here for like a year and then you were like, I'm just going to throw this sick art show. And then somebody was like, hey, can you do this more? And you're like, well, I've never done it before. Fuck it. Why not? And now you're just like killing it. Like,
I appreciate
that. So sick.
Appreciate that's that.
Awesome.
I mean, yeah, it's a lot of fun. I'm lucky as hell just to do what I'm doing right now. It's really cool.
That's so rad. So you said you never curated or like hosted an art show, but did you ever like participate in them? Like, did you ever submit art to be in a show before prior to coming to Worcester?
So when I was in college, I got into an art show, and then post grad, no, nope. No art shows at all.
Psych.
Yeah.
So why? What made you want to do it?
Do the art shows or do art?
Do the art shows. I mean, let's start with the art shows. What?
I don't know. I mean, it was just one of those moments where, like, I wanted to do this project, and I've always been a fan of, like, I did events in college as well. And so I was like, I know people do art shows, and that could just be a lot of fun. And I know that this city loves art, and it's a very creative city. So I was like, I feel like this could be done. I guess a lot of my life, I just, like, especially lately, like post, you know, 26, you know, I've just been more like, fuck it. Like, it's all going to end eventually. So you might as well just do it to do the best way you can.
Why are you working so hard?
Exactly. Yeah. You know, just fucking enjoy your life and see what happens.
Exactly. Retire at 50.
Retire at 50.
Dude, if I ever make like $50 million, I will not retire till I'm 50, but I will also pay you guys to retire at 50.
I'm going to write that down. Because I think
it'd be so funny if we all retired at 50.
You got to buy us like a village or something that we can live in.
Done.
Like the Seltzer Time compound.
Done.
Do we have to call it a compound?
As I say, it's sounding more and more like the Cult of Bubbles, but
yeah.
Kid hangs one fucking like knife behind him. He's like, we're compounding. What?
I want a peace pipe.
Yes.
Pipe. I'll just be like cracking seltzers at 50 until I can't. That's so rad though, that like I really do think it's very impressive that you were like, yeah, I'm gonna do shit. Like, what I came here to do didn't work out, and now it's time to just like pivot, make a move, and do even cooler shit than you might have been supposed to do in the first place.
Yeah, I mean, like, the only other option would have been me staying at home and getting high and playing video games all the time. I mean, that's great every so often.
Solid option.
But I wanted to do something.
No, it's all about balance. And I'm also a big fan of just trying something. Like, fuck it. I don't know if I can do this. I feel like I can. I'm going to try it. It can go one of two ways, and you're going to learn something either way.
Yep. Absolutely. No, I mean, like, it's I genuinely believe that the people who find the greatest success are willing to make the most failures.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I mean, totally. Even understanding that failure isn't a bad thing.
Nope.
I learn far more from failure than I have from success.
Precisely.
Speaking as somebody that's going through a divorce, I could tell you a whole bunch of the lessons I learned in failure. But I mean, it's honestly, it's how you phrase your brain around it, or how you set like that understanding of it in your mind is how you, whether or not you're going to succeed.
Truth.
I mean, and then Wayne Gretzky, you're going to miss 100% of the shots you don't take. So
Michael Scott.
I was going to say Michael Scott.
There's only one great one. Regardless of who absconded, the message is still true.
Yes, that it was Michael Scott. All right, so you've been here for like 2 years. What are the go-to spots if you were to like guide me around the city, or guide us around the city? Where are you taking us?
All right, so favorite spots that I've found so far. I'm going to start with food just because I'm a huge foodie. You already mentioned Dead Horse earlier. Dead Horse definitely is going to be on that list. Chashu, I fucking love Chashu. Food truck, Mama Roo.
Oof.
Like, all that. Jonathan is fucking amazing. New
is
Tradition.
That the first time we met? Was it at Mama Roo?
Actually, it might have actually been the first time we met. Was at one of the vendor markets.
Yeah, it might have been. Whoa.
I think so.
Whoa. Whoa, Mama Roo, bringing people together.
Whoa. Bringing people together.
Who knew?
New Tradition is like my go-to coffee place.
Never heard of it.
Where is that?
And it's funny too, because I'm sure you guys are like, okay, Chris, you're just naming all the spots that we love. But again,
those they're all the best spots though. Like, that's what I would name too. So,
like, great. Donuts, obviously, Glazy Susan. My favorite sandwich spot out here is Palma's Bakery.
All right, real quick. Back to the donuts.
Donuts, okay.
I gotta say, I like a glazy. I had a couple glazy thanks to my buddy Ricky Nelson over the weekend. However, I've also had donut homies recently.
Still haven't tried.
Donut homies was pretty damn good.
Okay.
Warm green jellos
with me on the donut homies.
Warm green jello, what a name. My brother we went to my brother's house for lunch yesterday and they got Rocco's. So I tried Rocco's like right after, which I've had Rocco's before, but the donut more donuts, homies, the better.
Okay.
Agreed. Donut homies they're in the market, right?
Right.
Okay, cool. Yeah, they're on my list to try as well.
I tried them the same day I tried the homies over at Buttered, which is doing biscuit pop-ups. And she made a sausage gravy on these biscuits. It was good.
Kate's biscuits are so good.
You mentioned Buttered, and then Chris was like,
I've worked with her now on a couple of the vendor markets, and every time I just get stoked so I can go like...
Wait, warm green jello is you, Kate?
Wait, what?
Awesome.
That's awesome.
Oh, Lincoln, Paul, it's coming, homie.
Donut throwdown is needed. Done.
Do it. We need
Paul there, though. Oh, speaking of Paul, I got a Lincoln Crafted going right now. Imagine if I just caught on fire. I was like, oh, fucking look.
We do have, so I don't want to, we're going to talk more about this later, but we do have this thing that we're working with the Bravehearts on where we're going to bracket down all the best food in the city. So we're going to need your assistance, guys. Oof. Go to Seltzer Time Official on Instagram. Send us the names for the brackets. And all these names here are going on.
Yes. Also, Miss Worcester's dope. Like, I really enjoy them. And then Egg Roll Lady. Fucking love egg rolls.
Best chicken fingers in the world. Not even just Worcester. It's a worldwide fucking phenomenon. They're so good.
So good.
Really?
I'm not even kidding. I joke around about a lot of things. I would never joke around about chicken fingers. Ever. That is 100% the greatest chicken finger anybody has ever had. It's like you can't, it's like not, obviously it's not the same company as like the classic Simjang chicken. Like that's a different, those are different worlds, right? But like, if you're just like, yo, like what's the best chicken finger? Before you even get done saying it, somebody's going to punch you in the face and like egg roll lady.
Somebody's slapping you in the face with an egg roll lady chicken.
So good.
You're talking absolute, so it's kind of hard to figure out. Just like the other day, Travis makes the absolute best breakfast sandwiches. And then Grimm's like, I don't know. That just looks like an egg, bacon, cheese on an English. And I'm like, yeah, it was. It was fine. It was very good.
But it hit. It fucking hit. That's what's important.
It talks in absolute. So it's the best ever or it's the worst ever. There's no in between.
No. Fuck, no. In between? That's for like, I don't even know what that is. Never been there.
Oh, that's a dirty joke. So, any other spots you want to shout out on your little?
Yes, I do. I do have a couple more. Pasta Mani in the market, best pasta. And then the stores, just to get a taste, would definitely be like Artifact Supply, Scoop Drip, and then
homies.
Yeah. So like, yeah, those are probably like the top. Like my younger brother came and visited me recently, and like this is where I took him. Like I took him to all these spots and was like, no, you're gonna want to check out these places. And at the end of it, he was like, you know what? I'm going to culinary school, gonna spend a few years in Europe, and then I'm gonna come back to Worcester. I was like, dope. Let's do this. That's
cool. Oh, I met your brother at the market thing.
Yeah.
That's
awesome. My little brother came to Worcester recently from San Jose, and I guess I had never taken him to Coney Island before. So I'm like, Logan, his name's Logan, you want to go to a hot dog spot? And he's like, yeah. I'm like, all right, let's go to this hot dog spot. It's the best hot dogs around. They're dirt cheap, and they're best. And we go, and what does the motherfucker order but a cheeseburger?
That cheeseburger is unbelievably good, though.
Yeah?
We talked up hot dog. Cheeseburger.
Dude, that burger.
It broke my heart.
I know, but like, it's so good.
All right.
It is so good. Like, oh.
I'll go back and check it out. I mean, I definitely took my brother to Coney Island as well, and that's another good spot. So
also, shout out Solon with the current best sounding podcast in the city.
Oh my gosh, it was so amazing.
So good.
He's good. He's very, very good.
Oh, his voice.
Yeah.
It is. It's buttery. And he's right. He is extremely handsome.
Very buttery.
Yes, it's true. But chanting cheeseburger, cheeseburger, cheeseburger.
You know, I agree. It just doesn't.
It's true. It doesn't have the same ring to it, but fuck, it is so good. So good.
Oh. Fantastic. So, I mean, like, Chris, what are you looking forward to? I mean, I know you have art shows coming up. Do you want to plug any of those or?
Yeah, my next two, April 1st, I'm going to be featuring Ryan Gardell. He's one of the owners over at Artifact Supply. He's an amazing artist, and he's actually going to be doing the mural on the backside of Electric Haze. So we're going to do a show to kind of like, not necessarily unveil it, because he's going to be doing some of it live while people are there, but kind of just showcasing the new wall. And
is that the one that has like the... That's not like the powwow wall, like the Simpsons guys, right? Or whatever.
So no, it's on the other, it's going to be on the other side. That, cause that one is Gondag.
Yeah.
Who did that one? So he's going to have the other side, and then on the wall inside, I think this is the direction I want to go, but we'll see where he's at. You know, when he thinks about it some more, but I'd like to do a retrospective on his work, celebrating all the work that he's done, like in the city and all the murals and, even pieces that he may have shown before, and some pieces that, you know, he may have kept quiet, and, you know, then you can talk about it, you know, in that setting. So him on April 1st, and then May 6th, George Anon is going to have a solo show at the Haze as well, and that one's going to be a lot of fun too. So those are the big two that I'm looking forward to.
Is he talking about subject matter, Kool-Aid George, for his
I will just say denim, and yeah, then,
so is this the denim show?
Yeah I'm just gonna say denim, and that's it. Like,
perfect.
Yeah.
So I have talked to George about this show specifically, and it sounds fucking awesome as hell.
Nice.
Yeah. Big fan of both George and what you've been putting together for these dudes, because I agree with you. Like, there is a lack of space or lack of opportunity where not every artist is a show producer. Not every artist is an event organizer. Mm-hmm. So they need people like yourself who can provide opportunity and go through some of the logistical nightmares to help achieve a fun event.
I mean, yeah, that's basically what I tell every artist I work with, is just like, think of me like an assistant more than anything else. Like, I purposely asked you because I like your work and I want to make sure that it's seen. And because I was given this opportunity to have this space, and like Electric Haze is, I mean, it's an amazing space.
Such a cool room.
It's just so much fun. It's a great room. Like, it's a great, I'm still kind of floored whenever, like, when I take a step back and I'm just like, I'm this new guy, you know, this asshole comes in and, you know, puts on the show, and then suddenly, like, you know, this person who has one of the coolest spots that I've seen, like Electric Haze, like, he's like, you want to do more shit here? I'm like, sure, I guess. And it's just like, so like, I have that space available. So I was like, I purposely wanted to make sure that I found local artists that made work that I appreciated. And that I thought was, cause like these people have been doing this for years prior to me getting here. And like, that's, I think that more than anything is something that I'm doing right now with my work, is looking around at the creatives in Worcester, at the artists, and saying like, you guys have an amazing scene here. You guys have been doing like kick-ass stuff. Like don't stop. And so like, if I get to be, you know, a piece of that to like just keep encouraging people, you know, who are already doing great stuff and just be like, if I get to be a piece of that, then like, you know, that's really sick. So.
Dude, that's what's up. Somebody has to be the manager. Keep everybody going in the same right, like same spot.
We got this.
No, it's just that artists are notoriously flaky and notoriously neurodivergent. So a lot of us lack skills in organizing or event promotion or even follow through in general. So, I mean, it's great. It's great to see these opportunities, and it's going to continue to foster a growing artist network that we have here in the city. And mm-hmm. this is how we find our next, I don't know, big scene, is by creating a scene to begin with.
I mean, and that's, so I like to look at the grunge scene in Seattle a lot when I think about like scenes and how they develop and like just energy in general, which, by the way, I can't remember her name, but somebody was telling me recently that the person who's like running like Sub Pop is from here.
Yeah.
And like part of that whole grunge movement, which is like,
yeah,
mind blowing, like from Worcester.
Listen to the Pop It episode with her.
Yeah, as I said,
I need to.
It's a great episode.
It's so cool. But like when you look at those scenes, like the grunge scene didn't happen on accident. Like it took people purposefully supporting one another and, you know, the bands going to each other's shows and hyping each other up. And so like there's already an art scene here. It's just like, how do we like continue to like support each other any way we possibly can, so that more and more people, like I want to hear people in the city talk about like how they're visiting from like New York, Providence, Boston, because of these cool events that are happening, like because of all the art in Worcester. Like, I don't want to hear people talking about how they have to leave the city to go see these things, you know, because there's plenty of stuff here.
Yeah, but absolutely.
But I want these things to be grassroots. I don't want them to be like throw on by the college or throw on by one of the major funders of the neighborhood. Like I just learned about this kinetic sculpture race in Lowell that takes place, where people have to build rideable sculptures that have to go through water. They go through mud and they have to travel on the road. And like
the Red Bull thing.
Like no, this boat? Has nothing. Yeah, it sounds like it, but this has nothing to do with that. It's literally just a grassroots organized race in Lowell.
That's awesome.
It sounds fucking incredible. And it's so weird and cool. And I want more locally made shit. Like, you know, to your point, we have a lot of cool, weird, just odd people here in the city that want to do fun shit together. So it's like, how do we, yeah, see Lowell Bike, Lowell Kinetic. Mike knows what's up. I want to find our version of that. You know, I want a more interesting, non-normal things.
100%.
You're right. Should I cancel the spring break thing then? Cause I feel like that's going to be pretty normal.
I mean, I just, how do we make it even cooler? Like, we're going to have to figure
There's
out.
There's no way to make spring break cool. It sucks. It's just a bunch of annoying people doing a bunch of annoying shit. You know what? I'm not bringing it here. That's it. We're going to call it.
Wrap it up. Bring it back up to New Hampshire where it belongs.
Yeah, let them just stay up there. They don't even have takeout food. So live free or die from starvation.
New Hampshire. Yeah, indoor beaches.
Indoor beaches beach. That's actually kind of cool. I'm into that. Maybe that's what we'll do instead of the, I don't know. I feel like filling the DC Center with sand would be kind of sick.
Yeah. See, I remember seeing that too, Mike, that there was supposed to be a mega slip and slide at one point.
That'd be cool. Wait, yeah. Chris, can you make that happen? The mega slip and slide?
No, Paul, it doesn't.
I mean, yeah, it could be done.
Boom.
I've seen pictures of it. I can do it.
It's enough plastic.
There's no way.
With safety permits.
There's no way the city would be like, yeah, we'll give you yeah, you can buy the insurance for this. That's a good idea. Like, the Seltzer kids want to fill a tarp the size of Fit and Field with freaking soap and just run down it?
Yeah, not surprised. It's much like the Fyre Festival. It probably was meant to just sell a bunch of tickets and then never actually happen.
Okay, but that was kind of amazing to watch, like, unfold on social media.
That's true.
I thought it was hilarious that a lot of people speculated that the punk show and the other thing that's happening was basically the same thing, but in the music grab.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The Vegas thing, yeah.
That would be cool as hell, Mike.
Launch us into India. Dude, I'm into it. We're doing it. Pulling the permit tomorrow.
Yeah, it won't be Lake Quinsig. Not unless you want some radioactivity.
Whatever would save my summer.
So yeah, that's awesome. So you have those two events coming up. Is there anything else that you're not a part of that you're looking forward to this summer?
Things I'm not a part. That's a hard question because now I'm just
focused on all my own shit. You're connected. I get you.
As you should be focused on your own shit. Like,
I will say, the guys at Artifact Supply are doing a lot of cool things as well. Like, pay attention to what they're doing. They're putting on some really great art shows.
That's a cool
idea. So definitely that for sure. Catherine from K-Sense, like, she doesn't just work with me. Like, she works all across the city doing amazing markets. So like, definitely anytime you see like K-Sense is involved in a market, like, that's got my stamp of approval for sure. Like, I've not been to one I haven't enjoyed. Yeah. And like, I think I might try to hit up a random festival this year since I can again.
There you go.
You know?
Yeah. Like a festival?
Yeah. I used to go to like raves all the time, in Seattle. Like, I was a rave kid. So, like, I was a candy kid with all the bracelets and stuff all up my arm. I had a panda hood, and yeah, I was one of those kids.
Wait, candy kid? What does that mean?
Have you ever seen like pictures of people who go to like electronic like shows, like raves, and they're
like butterfly wings and stuff?
Well, yeah. So, but like, they're wearing like bracelets on their wrists and stuff like that. And so, like, you make these bracelets, and you walk up to people that you're vibing with, and you just say like peace. There's like a little thing you do, like peace, love, unity, respect, and like, you move like one of the bracelets onto their wrist, and they give you one of theirs. And
wow,
yeah, it's like a whole cultural thing. Like, it's fucking awesome.
That's sick. I don't know anything about like that world at all. But I'm into it. That sounds cool.
Yeah. So I'd like to go to a rave this summer. That'd be
Is there raves around here?
Yeah. I was gonna say, well, actually, no, I did know one time there was one. I didn't go to it, but I got invited, and it was like a weird, like 24-hour thing happening. And I was like, I don't know if that's for me.
Oh man, I would go to multi-day festivals and just go camping out and stuff. Like, I love that shit. Around here, I know that there's a lot of boutique electronic festivals and stuff, like camp out ones. I know that in New York there's Izu, Electric Zoo. And I know, yeah, there's you'll find a lot of festivals around the US. They're everywhere. Or just go down to Florida.
I want to see Ricky at a full on.
Oh, just like glow rave. Sticks and fucking like just rolling on Molly. Oh no. Nobody needs that. I would just probably get like two Trenta cold brews from Starbucks, get to the party, like glow me up, like paint, glitter, paint, bracelets, like the whole thing. And then just like, let me crush those coffees, and it'll be a time. I don't know if drugs would be a thing that for me. You can blend it. What is it? You can find.
Oh yes, half hippie.
Whoa.
There's a lot of deadheads out here in the Northeast.
There are really.
I was really surprised by the amount of deadheads.
Well, Ben and Jerry started in Vermont, so.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
I don't know what that means. That feels
Wooks. Yes. I have so many friends. I have so many friends that are Wooks. They're great.
Wait, what is that?
So like they're like modern day hippies, people that are just willing to just like grungy, grimy, like love them to death, but stoned out of their mind or on other substances.
Oh, so like Mike D.
Yeah.
Like
I would
very,
be like
very
a,
creative.
What's the like I need to be like a deadhead, but for like
you're not helping your case, Mike.
Taylor Swift.
A deadhead like, for Taylor Swift.
I would like travel along like all the Taylor Swift concerts or like Jay-Z.
A nifty Swifty or something.
Yeah, I was gonna say, does her fan base have a name?
I think they're Swifties. Yeah. But I feel like the parking lot community isn't the same. Like I feel like you go to like a Dead show and they're like, hey, what's up? It's and then you go to a moms. Taylor Swift show and it's like, I can't, what is happening? It'd be so intense. I've been to a Taylor Swift show and it was one of the best nights of my life. But yeah, I don't know.
All right. I feel like we've gone off the rails, but we're going to dial this one back home. Chris, where can people find out more about what you're up to? How can they stay in touch with you?
My name up there is at Chris Michelotti on Instagram. Feel free to follow. You'll see me talking about all the stuff that I'm doing right there. That's what I'm operating out of now. I just got my small business license for Massachusetts for Foolish Panda Games. So I'm going to start to reevaluate how I'm doing my website and social media with that. Because if you were to look up Foolish Panda Games, you would see a board game review site. And now it's like still games, but like with people.
Nice.
People games. I like
people
it.
Games.
Don't it's play
like,
with hearts.
It's like Squid
Chris.
Game. Or Squid Games. Squid Game.
Yeah, Squid Game.
That's that.
That's precisely what it is.
That's how dated our references are. It's been too long.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, Chris, it has been a pleasure talking to you as always.
Yeah.
You know, Ricky and I are both big fans of what you're up to, and we will be seeing you at the Electric Haze events and anything else you touch in the very near future.
I appreciate that, guys.
Hell yeah. Thank you so much for coming on. This was a blast.
Yeah, thank you. And again, thanks for making your content for somebody who's a transplant in the city. Very, very beneficial just to learn. So I do appreciate it.
We do it for you, you know? It's a hard job opening seltzers.
Awesome. All right. Well, thanks, Grace. We'll catch you on the flippy.